This is KSQD Santa Cruz. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman, and this is Talk of the Bay. We are going to be talking with some folks from Facebook who have been very generous in granting KSQD $5,000 grant to expand our coverage of the coronavirus and its impact on our local communities. So we'll be talking with them in just a moment. And after that, we'll be talking with Supervisor Luis Alejo. He is supervisor for Monterey County, and he'll be talking about how to protect agricultural workers through this time. But first, let's hear from some folks who were asked a question about how they are getting through this time. Here's a voice collaboration from Gail Berkowski.
I was curious about how people are sheltering in place, specifically how folks are handling shopping during these pandemic times. I asked the question, can you tell me a story about how shopping has changed for you while you've been sheltering in place?
So I like to go late night grocery shopping.
I have driven to Trader Joe's probably on 3 occasions and chosen to just turn around and go somewhere else.
The stores have been very empty, and it seems like everyone's like afraid to even get close to each other.
Oh man, I can't get rice today. I guess I'll go for something else.
My online shopping's just been out of control.
Well, during these times, it's been hard.
There was plenty of toilet paper, so we got 2 rolls.
What usually happens is my mom shops once every 10 days and we make a list for her.
Me and my family stock up, and this was before the whole epidemic either way.
I don't go shopping during a pandemic time.
Very uncomfortable.
I haven't had necessarily any negative experiences while shopping.
The young kids absolutely did not have masks on.
Sure, I thank the person, you know, for coming to work, that it was a really important thing she was doing, and she didn't even look at me.
They have more precautions up in, you know, the register. She touched our broccoli with her glove, put it back in the bag.
Even in our little Mexican market, it's bad, but it's like not really like super bad.
It's kind of actually scary almost. They sanitized a cart for me, which was nice. They were counting who went in.
Always grateful to find the product that I'm looking for.
Before the virus, what we'd do is maybe shop once a week, and I'd go shopping on my own.
I'm having to make do with less.
I'm not even that worried when I go out there. I just, we have hand sanitizer in the car, so as soon as I get in there, just put some on. She touched our broccoli with her glove.
You're more at risk of catching something by human contact.
It's definitely a different world.
Give me a lot more time to express my gratitude towards the people who help us through it.
This is Gail Thornton-Borkowski for KSQD Radio, and those are the shopping stories.